you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. And our special guest today is going to introduce some of the concepts from this verse and how he sees Christ working in his workplace and the calling that God has on his life and the life of the business that he serves. I think over 500 employees covering Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and I'm excited to introduce him to you in just a minute, but this is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Take that to work with you today. It is the Lord Christ you're serving. Yeah, you might be paid by Busey Bank or the University of Illinois or paid by an organization or a ministry, but ultimately, do you see your work as working for the Lord and not for men? Something to think about. And here's another verse. In fact, I'm sharing these verses because my special guest today on Testimony Tuesday on Monday is Paul Taylor. But this past Thursday, he shared this verse and some of the remarks he made about how he's seen God at work in his life. And it's Acts 22:14. And these are words of Paul, inspired by God for all of us. But Paul is saying here, "Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men and what you have seen and heard.' Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, October 9th, 2023. Listening friend, I hope you're going to be encouraged today because we're going to talk about bringing Christ into the workplace in various ways. So for some of you, I know you might be retired or you might be a student or you might be in between jobs, but I think there'll be points of application for all of us because we want to be about the Lord's will. We want to be pressing kingdom influence, power, and authority wherever we go, as we go. So you might be heading out to play pickleball or be involved in some other activity. You might be retired, but you can be Christ's ambassador, his witness, wherever you go. And I found that true of Paul Taylor. He serves as the founder and CEO of ESS Clean Inc. And I think he's made a business out of cleaning other people's toilets. That's, I think, on the website. But he started up a company some years ago, a handful of people, and now there's over 500 employees serving Central Illinois into Indiana, I think as far as Indianapolis. He's made it a career and an intentionality to serve the people well, to serve them at a decent price, to be truthful, to have fun doing it. He encourages employees and blesses them. And so today I have the opportunity of sharing him with you all. He's been married to the beloved Andrea for 28 years. He has three daughters. You live in the greater Champaign-Urbana area?
Yeah, I live in Savoy.
Live in Savoy. I appreciated you last Thursday with our Pinnacle Forum here at the Great News Media Studios. You talked about the importance of being a leader, but God has taken you through a number of different stages. In fact, you pointed out three turning points in your life and then somehow mix in a little of your faith journey.
Oh my, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, thank you for having me here today, Mark, and I hope that I can share some perspective. I don't know how to bring Christ to the workplace. I'm trying to figure that out.
Sure.
And doing the best that I can. But yeah, three major turning points. One was early on in my career as I started with a partner to form ESS Clean, and my partner and I didn't align on our values and we had some problems, and I had a real come to Jesus moment early on, about 18 months into our partnership, where I had to figure out where do we go from here because it wasn't working. And I, at the time, was not a committed believer. I believed in Jesus, but I was not committed to praying. I was not committed to service. I was not committed to worship. But I went home that day and I cried and I prayed, and God was faithful and he gave me clarity that day on what I needed to do and separating from my partner. And I'm just so thankful that in spite of my lack of faith, the Holy Spirit was there to guide me and give me clarity that day. Mm-hmm. And the next day I was able to go in and talk to my partner and figure out a way to separate. And at that point, you know, we were really struggling, losing money, in debt, and we separated, and I was able to take the company to a debt-free position in 4 years later. So that was definitely a turning point. The other major turning point was in 2015. Up to that point, probably one of my main goals was to just become a millionaire, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, then retire early and really enjoy life. But along the way, I learned that I loved my business. I loved the people that I was working with. So that kind of changed my perspective to the end that I wanted to get out of the business and be able to enjoy life. I had entertained some opportunities to sell the business. And going through that process helped me to realize how much I really did enjoy what I was doing and the people that I was around. And so the turning point for me was realizing that the business was my ministry, mm-hmm, and that the influence that I have as a business leader and the influence that our team has among other people is really just a great place to witness, a great place to share our faith and to show love to others. And so at that point, I just became committed to doing this business for a long time. I don't know, as long as God wants me to do it.
And talk a little bit about having a position of influence, because many people will say, well, I'm not a CEO or I'm not a high profile individual, but don't we all have aspects of influencing people around us?
Absolutely. And being a leader is not a position. Being a leader is having followers. And everybody that I know is a leader in some way. You might be really good at quilting. And if you're good at quilting and you're teaching your grandkids how to do that and you're teaching those around you and sharing your passion, then you're a leader, mm-hmm, in that area. And it might seem small, but other people are listening to you and looking up to you and looking for your advice.
And with influencing, and this is one of your core values as a company, is having fun. And you talked a lot about, it's not just being like silly fun, it's having a smile on your face and the impact of just smiling, being warm or cordial to people, holding open a door as somebody walks into a store or something, or handing a gift card to somebody in a restaurant. Maybe you see a veteran and you pat them on the back. We can influence people in positive ways, not necessarily always with words. And I know another core value is you talked about loving on people rather than preaching at them. So maybe talk a little about that, the importance of caring for people.
Yeah. So back to the have fun for a second. I think that our ego sometimes is what gets in the way of us having fun, that we want to feel important. So I think it's okay, and it's actually good, and maybe what God calls us to do is let go of our ego and to be vulnerable, to be silly, to just enjoy what you're doing and not feel like you have to be serious all the time.
Yeah.
We've encouraged our people that if you're not enjoying what you're doing, if you're not smiling, if you're not having fun, then maybe you belong somewhere else. Maybe this isn't a good fit for you. Yeah, so we all have positions of influence. I fortunately have been put in a place where I'm leading a company. So just because I'm signing people's paychecks puts me in a position of influence. Right. So how can I use that to expand the kingdom? And I think that people inherently are going to listen to me, that they're going to see the love in the workplace. And I don't know that we're always called to preach to people in the workplace. In fact, I'm terrible at that. I don't really do that. But I think Jesus showed by his example that by loving others, that is the best witness. So.
And I love your example of maybe the grandparent or the person doing the quilting with the kids or the grandkids. Listening friend, you have a skill. You might be reading a story to a child. You might be assisting somebody raking the leaves or, you know, helping them with their driveway, sealing it or something that you can do. There are so many different ways you can influence people in a positive way or take an interest in them. Asking good questions is a great way to influence people because they'll be more transparent and open and you're showing care and compassion and they like that. And so they might ask you, why are you showing an interest in my family? Why'd you bring over the clothing or the food? Or I talked about this a few weeks ago, hospitality, inviting them out for a meal or bringing a crock pot full of chili or whatever and say, oh, I just thought of you and here's some crackers and chili and enjoy it. Don't feel like you have to stay there. Let them, you know, share it with their family or friends. And so I think listening friends, there's so many different ways God can use you and your gifts. You're uniquely made to influence people for the kingdom. Well, I know you had three different things that you shared with the guys. Something happened in 2020.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, COVID hit our country, our world, our business. And in particular for me, just trying to survive that and redirect our business, I took a few steps back in my leadership, I feel, at that point, because I had to get back into the grind again, figure things out, and do a lot of the work myself to help us survive that. Mm. And during that, I got kind of trapped in that position again. And so I had to figure out a way how to get out of that. But also, I was stressed to the max, and I didn't realize it at the time. I just felt like I was doing my job. But fortunately, I was surrounded by many Christian men through peer groups and through my Bible study of 28 years. And fortunately, I was around men who were confident enough around me to confront me and tell me that I was going too hard. And at first I denied it and said, I'm fine. Again, my ego getting in the way. And after two or three loving, trustworthy Christian men approached me with the same advice, I finally realized that I was on the other end of that intervention. And when two or three loving people say the same thing, they're probably right. So I sought help from them, from my friends, from a counselor, and from my business coach, and they helped guide me back to the leadership position that I was am really called to, I feel. And instead of being the hero and solving all the problems and getting us through COVID, I needed to become that maker of heroes again and take more of a background position and facilitate others coming up and giving them the recognition, the work, and the glory that comes with it.
Yeah, there was some healthy conviction received by me. I wrote it down, making heroes, not always being one, because I like to work hard. I like to be recognized. I'm a middle child, so to get attention, I work really hard because I wasn't the firstborn. I wasn't the baby. And so, I don't know, it's intrinsic in my mindset as I have to be an achiever. And so
I'm a middle child too, Mark.
Okay. So, yeah, I really took to heart some of those words. How can I help my team become the heroes, the people that people say, wow, look what God's doing through you. So that was really healthy. And my first introduction to you was when you came in and we were standing around talking and somebody said, yeah, I'm busy. And you said, oh, that word busy. Talk us through that, because many of us, that's our answer. We're busy, but that's not always a healthy or a good thing.
Well, here I've got a shout out to my friend Todd Hopkins, who I've known for 25, 26 years. He's a believer. He's the CEO of Office Pride, which is a contract cleaning franchise system. And he wrote a book and it's called Stop Using the B Word. And I love it because the B word is busy. And we all go around talking about how busy we are as if it's a badge of honor. And it's not. And he talked about using the word productive instead. And just changing words doesn't mm-hmm. really do anything, but it does change the mindset. So if we are productive and we focus on that and we schedule ourselves so that we have time mm-hmm. to do the important things and not just fighting fires, it's just a mindset change to where I feel like I am productive. I'm not too busy to mm-hmm. do the things that are important. Mm-hmm. And those important things might be spending time with a cherished leader in our company. Mm-hmm. It could be spending time with one of my daughters or my wife. But scheduling that time doesn't make me busy. Right. It just makes me effective and productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think of that illustration of being a Mary or a Martha, and many of us are driven to be the Martha, worker bees, and I find myself all the time longing, Lord, I want to be Mary. I want to be at your feet. I want to be in your word, praying and thinking through things instead of being so task-driven and on project. And so, listening friend, I don't know if you've ever struggled with that concept of being the Mary or Martha, but Mary is who the Lord really praised because she chose the wiser of the two things. Yes, we got to be busy. We got to be productive. God wants to work in and through us. But how much better when we optimize that time with him, quality amount of time, just being at his feet, reading his word, praying, and getting grounded. Then he'll equip us to do those things that Martha needed to accomplish, but we'll have a better attitude. Well, how have you seen God from where you were at 20 years ago to where you're at today at work?
I think it's just a matter of learning how he works, or trying to understand how he works, and understanding that we all have different gifts and abilities. Mm-hmm. And if we go back to the Acts 22, where Paul was kind of given his commission by Ananias, and Paul had, I mean, he was a persecutor of Christians. He was also a Roman citizen. He was a tent maker. And because of all these abilities, he was able to provide for himself mm-hmm. through doing his ministries. He was able to appeal to Caesar because of his Roman citizenship. He was able to speak to the Jews in their language because he was a persecutor of Christians at one time and understood where they were coming from. And so I think early in my career, I felt like I had to be like somebody mm-hmm. else in order to be a good Christian, in order to be a good witness. And now I've come to realize I don't have to recite Bible verses. Mm-hmm. I don't have to call people out for their sin. I don't have to preach Jesus' word to other people when they're headed down the wrong path. God gave me a special set of skills, and if I'm loving other people, there's a chance they're going to want to know where that love, where that forgiveness comes from. At that point, I hope that I can help lead them in the right direction.
I'm going to close out with a thought that you wrote out, and I'm going to have you think about this, where you said, I love how God takes screwed up people, gives them direction, and uses them to do his work. But I want to also do a shout out for your company, ESS Clean Inc., because you employ a lot of people. And somebody talked about it's not like a franchise, but you want to empower people to use their skills and efforts and energy. So how could somebody that says, you know what, I'm a hard worker, I would like to know more about ESS Clean Inc. Is there a website? How can they find out more? Maybe it's for a job, or maybe somebody says, we need that service. How can they get in touch with you or know more about ESS Clean Inc.?
Well, it's really easy. It would be www.essclean.com.
So essclean.com, essclean.com. And I know you serve Central Illinois into Indiana. How does your company work?
Yeah, so we provide commercial contract cleaning services. Most of our work is done on second shift. When people go home, we take care of our clients so they can focus on their core business. Most of it is five nights a week. We do some less frequent than that, but Central Illinois and Indianapolis, and we would move outside of those areas if it was the right kind of opportunity mm-hmm. to where we could make it happen at a reasonable cost and get the people to do it.
And are you hiring, or how would something like that work for somebody that's a hard worker that says, I'm industrious. I think I know how to clean. How would that work?
Yeah. We're always hiring. It's just a matter of matching the right people with the right job. Mm-hmm. One thing I've found that's interesting and that we've learned over time is a lot of times people come work for us because they just want to be alone and work at night and with nobody bothering them. Right. Sometimes it's because people want to get exercise because it is good exercise.
Sure.
So it's just, it's an outlet for some of the people that come work for us.
And you can find out more at ESSclean.com.
That's it.
ESSclean.com. Maybe as a closing prayer, Paul, you could pray up the people that are struggling or want to know how God can take people, give them direction, and use them to do his works. Pray for all of us today that as we go out, as we take on an assignment or an activity or just are relaxing today, how God can maybe use us to do his work.
I'd be happy to do that, Mark. God, you made us. You didn't make us perfect, but you made us in your image. You gave us all a unique and special set of skills. And whether it be in the workplace, at home, in the community, at church, on the playground, we have influence over other people or with other people. And we just ask that you show us, give us confidence and courage to be faithful, to share the gospel, to be leaders in our own way, that you show us what our skills are and help us to use those to fulfill your will and purpose for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you. If you're just joining me for a portion of today's edition of Mark and Friends, in the studio with me is Paul Taylor. He's the founder and CEO of ESS Clean, Inc., and you can find out more at ESSclean.com, ESSclean.com. And may you look at your work as being that worker bee for God, maybe paid by a company or ministry or paid by ESS Clean, but ultimately you're working for God. So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Paul Taylor with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.